வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of July, 1973, in London, England.
How you can reject one connection? It must be properly utilized.
Yes, yes.
Just like if one has got money, he can utilize it for good purposes, and he can utilize it for bad purposes. So money is not bad. It is bad when the purpose is bad.
Yeah.
It is good when the purpose is good.
Yes, yes.
Similarly, hinsa, when it is used for, just like in Manu Samhita,
yes,
it is said that a murderer should be hanged. So this is also hinsa, to get a man hanged. But Manu Samhita says that this kind of hinsa is necessary, because the man who has committed murder, if he is hanged, then in this life all his sinful activities finished. Otherwise, from next life he has to suffer so many things. So it is the duty of the king to take his life so that he may be relieved from other sinful acts. So according to Shastra, ahimsa is good, but when there is necessity, hinsa is also good.
Yes. When there is right hinsa, then it becomes a right action.
Yes.
And a right action,
yes,
is inherently,
yes,
inspired with love and devotion to Krishna. And therefore it is no more hinsa. But when the devilish...
Actually it is not hinsa.
Actually it is not hinsa, exactly.
That's right. It's a slap.
Yeah, it is not hinsa.
It is not hinsa.
Yeah.
Similarly, the hinsa, so-called hinsa, when it is directed by Krishna, that is not hinsa, that is love.
Yeah. But when it is not directed,
yes,
by Krishna,
then it is hinsa.
Yeah, then it is hinsa. And I am against that hinsa which is not directed by Krishna.
Yes, that's
right. Yes. And especially today in the society where we are living in a nuclear age, where all the power of destruction in the hands of those who are not devotees of Krishna,
yes,
is...
That is hinsa.
That is hinsa. And therefore we are trying to make how you can...
You have understood, that is my point.
Yes.
That so-called hinsa, when it is directed by Krishna, is not hinsa.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's the
same example as I gave you.
Yes.
That when the king condemns a murderer to death, it is not hinsa.
Yes.
It is doing good to him.
Yeah. But only if the king is a devotee of Krishna.
King means a devotee. Because the king did not remain devotee, now monarchy is abolished. King means Krishna's representative, Naradevata.
Yeah, yeah.
The king is supposed to act on behalf of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Krishna's business is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya duskritam.
Yes.
Similarly, king's business is to give protection to the faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And punish the unfaithful.
But today's king...
Today's...
Punish the faithful and protect
the unfaithful. Today is good and tomorrow it is bad.
Yes.
Yeah. I am speaking the principle.
Yes, yes.
The king must be representative of God.
Yes.
Therefore we offer so much honor to the king.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Like God. Why? Because thing is supposed to be representative of God.
Yes.
Our Vedic conception is Chaturbandham Maya system, Kulabandham Vibhagasa, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, this Chaturbandham. It is the king's duty, government's duty, to see that a person claiming to be Brahmana, whether he is acting as a Brahmana.
Yes.
Nowadays, such supervision is not there.
Yes.
Therefore, a man acting as a Shudra, but he is claiming to be Brahmana.
Yeah.
Is it?
Right.
It is the king's duty, just like a king, it is the government's duty to see that nobody cheats.
Yes.
If a person without any medical qualification,
yes,
if he writes doctor or a medical practitioner, he should be punished.
Yes.
Similarly, if one is claiming to be Brahman, he must act as a Brahman.
Yeah, yeah.
If one is claiming to be Kshatriya, he must act as a Kshatriya. What are the qualifications of Brahmana, what is the qualification of Kshatriya? They are there already.
Yes.
So it is the government's duty that you are claiming that everyone should be employed, everyone should be engaged in his own occupation. That is called sadharma nidhanasya. Sadharma means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, by quality, gunakarma, by quality and what? So it is the duty of the government to see that a Shudra is employed, is engaged as a Shudra, a Vaishya is employed and engaged as Shudra, just like Vaishya. Vaishya, it is said that Kishi Gorakshabharijam Vaishya Dharma Sama. Now the Vaishya, they are in the share market speculating.
They are no more Vaishyas. Exactly.
Industrialists mean Shudras. So if they are Shudras, why they should claim as
Vaishyas?
This is government duty to see why you are claiming Vaishyas. Your interest is to produce food grains, agriculture, to give protection to the cows. So in India, 10,000 cows have been killed, and the Vaishyas are big dalmias.
Sitting quiet. Yes.
Similarly, Brahmana also.
Yeah.
Nehru, he was a Brahmana. What did he do as a Brahmana? But he was the head of the government. Who will speak against him? Everything is topsy-turvy.
When such situation arises, where the king is no more representing the Krishna consciousness and the Vaishyas are no more following their duty.
This world is material world.
My question was that when there is no more people following their Swadharma, their true self,
that anyone can do then, at any moment.
Yeah, but then what is the action for the practical action, to bring it back.
If you give up, if the Brahmana gives us his sadharma, then it becomes a born sadhana.
Yes.
Yes. Kula dharma, what is that in the Bhagavad Gita? Jati dharma, kula dharma.
Yes.
So they produce born sadhana.
Yes.
If one does not follow the jati dharma, the kula dharma,
yes,
then he comes to the category of the varnasama.
Yes.
Sankara narakayaiva. So when a person born in Brahman family, not acting as a Brahmana, he is varnasama.
Yes.
So when there are number of people varnasankara class, then the whole society becomes hell.
Yes.
Narakayaiva.
Yes.
Shankara Narakaya.
Kulakshaye Pranashanti Kula Dharma Sanatana Dharma Nashte Kulam Krishna Dharma Vibhavatita. With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligious practice. Adharma Vibhavat Krishna Padushyanti Kulastriya Strishu Doshtasu Varshneya, Jayate.
So everything is, all after another is described in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So those who are responsible for giving up Kuladharma, Jatidharma and creating Varna Shankara. Varna Shankara, just like Brahman Kshatri, they are supposed to undergo the purificatory process, Dasavidha Sanskar. So the first sanskar is Garbhadha. So in this Bhagavad it is said by Narada that as soon as Garbhadhan sanskar is not taken, immediately the whole family becomes shudra. So who is other than in the Garbhadhan sanskar? Nobody.
Nobody.
Therefore, Kalo Shudra Sama. In this age of Kali, everyone is to be accepted as shudra. No Brahman, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. All Shudra. All less than Shudra.
Yes.
Panchava.
Yes.
This is the position.
Yes.
So, at the present moment, to reform them, you cannot take them to the original position. It is not possible. It is Kali Yuga. Mandasu, Mandamati, Mandabhagasu, Dhubadvita. They are very slow and they will not accept the right path. Just like God is here. Krishna, Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam, but they are creating their own God. Even big, big leaders, they are saying, hey, Krishna, why Krishna should be accepted? Even big, big leaders, they did not believe that Krishna was there on this planet. There was Kurukshetra battle. You know better than me.
Yes.
So, if big, big scholars say, when Krishna says that manmanabhava madbhaktamadjaya, the scholars say, it is not to Krishna. If now, I can frankly say, if leaders like Dr. Radhakrishna, Gandhi and others, they mislead people, then how the people will be in normal condition? This is the position of India at the present moment. The leaders, andhajathandhairupaniyama, the leaders are blind. They have no training. They are not in disciplic succession. They do not know what is what. And they are taking the part of leadership. Then everything is fine. Jati dharma, kula dharma, and they have created Varna Shankara.
Yes, everybody is Varna Shankara.
Therefore the only remedy is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi, you know. Kalo nasti, vanasti, vanasti. This is the only, this Krishna consciousness movement is the only remedy for rectification of all the misgivings which are coming. Therefore, any sane man, any thoughtful man should try to understand the importance of this movement and they should come and help.
But
it is most scientific.
But what you are emphasizing is bhakti yoga.
Yeah.
But what I am asking is how to bring the karma yoga, the action, to transform the society, and bring back into the
yoga in its preliminary stage is karma yoga. Yoga. Yoga means connecting.
Yes.
So karma, I know.
Yoga, karma, sukoshala.
Karma is kosha.
Yes.
So you are addicted to karma. So if you bring bhakti, karma misra bhakti, that is called karma yoga. Similarly, you are addicted to speculation, jnana. When you bring bhakti and mix it with, then it is jnana misra bhakti or jnana yoga. So these things are there. Just like karma yoga. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi. Jatamasasi, Purushatam Madhav. This is karma. You are doing something. Everyone is engaged to do something. The Krishna says, Jat Karosi. Jat Karosi. Never mind. Even if you are a thief, your business is stealing. It's stealing. Jat Karosi, when it includes everything. Jat Karosi, Jat Juhosi, Jat Asnasi, Jat Tapasasi, Purushatam Madhav. Give it to me. The reason, give it to me. Karmanne vadita arste ma phaleshva.
Ma phaleshva.
This is karma. When you do not take the result, you may do whatever you like. But if you result, if you give to Krishna, that is karma.
Yeah, but karmanne vadita arste.
Yeah.
This is the point where
You have to avoid.
Yeah. So if our responsibility is to act without attachment with the result, I accept and I agree with it.
But Krishna says that Purushottam Madharpam, result must be there.
Yes, but that should be devoted to
you. If you do not take the result, who will take it? Therefore, you must be given to someone.
Yeah.
So who is the perfect person who can take it? Hmm. That is Krishna.
Hmm. Yes.
So Jatkarasi, that is the object. He was a fighter. He was a fighter, a military man.
Hmm.
So his business was to fight.
Hmm.
But he fought for Krishna.
Hmm. Hmm. Yes.
Therefore it is bhakti yoga or karma yoga.
Yes, what I'm now asking is that what you are telling us is very important, that we must act for Krishna.
Yes.
But Krishna is telling to Arjuna where to act and how to act and what to act.
Yes.
That is fight.
Yes.
And at that moment he is telling to fight the Kauravas. Now we are confused here that what is our fight? What is our
fight? That fight, that is not the same fight as Kurukshetra.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are in confusion. That what is our fight? Yeah. Of course, we must surrender our...
He wants to know how he will be engaged. Who will tell him what to do?
Krishna's representative will tell you. Krishna is not there, but Krishna's representative is there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask the Krishna's representative.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna,
so that's why I have come to you to ask you.
You think we have representative of Krishna?
Perhaps you can speak for the representative of Krishna.
Yes, at least I am directing all this by.
Yes.
They are thinking it.
Mm.
And to become Krishna's representative is a very difficult thing. It is not difficult.
It is not difficult.
Because Krishna, who is the Krishna's representative? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Amaragai Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh, Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. You understand my mind?
No.
He says that by my order you become a guru. So what shall I do, sir? What is your Agga order?
Yes.
That Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Whomever you meet, you just speak what Krishna spoke. That's so what is the difficult?
Yes.
If we speak what Krishna spoke, exactly. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without my interpretation. Nonsense. No. Krishna says, Matta Pardana Nana Kinchi Asti Dharanya. There is no superior truth above. So we are speaking. That here is Bhagavan, Krishna. There is no more superior person or authority than Krishna. So what is our difficult? We are exactly repeating the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Matta Paratanam Nana. We are saying the same. Krishna said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. We are asking these people, just surrender to Krishna. Don't bother with any other things. Krishna says, Marmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji Mahanam Skuri. So we are teaching them that always think of Krishna, always become devotee of Krishna, always offer obeisance to Krishna. So what is our difficulty? There is no difficulty. But if we actually do this, then I am Krishna's representative. Who is represented? What the original master wants. If one does the same thing, he is represented. It is not difficult. But people will not do that. He will try to avoid Krishna and will take Krishna's book Bhagavad Gita and interpret nonsensically and spoil the whole thing. This is why. He is not ready to speak what Krishna has spoken. He will speak his own words on the authority of Krishna's
book. Yes.
This is why.
Yes.
If you want to speak your own word, why you take Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
How much, as a matter of devilish mentality. You want to speak your own place, you speak. Why do you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? That is going on. They take the advantage of Bhagavad Gita and speak their own nonsense things. They are not representative of Krishna. Krishna's representative is he who exactly speaks what Krishna has spoken. It is not really. So everyone can become Krishna's representative, provided he speaks exactly like Krishna.
No, but can I take you back to the point which is not clear to me? When you said that sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja, Krishna is speaking in a context of a clear, defined action for Arjuna. Whereas now, that clearly defined action is not available to us.
Why not available?
Because we don't know what is our action. Now, going to the...
Krishna said, sarvadharman parityajya.
Yes.
Now, dharma is occupation. Dharma is not translated as religion.
No, no.
This is wrong translation. Dharma means occupation.
Activity.
Activity,
yes.
Occupation.
All activities, yes. Yes.
So you are already in some activity.
Yes.
Everyone must be engaged in something, doing something. So Krishna says you give up this.
Yes.
You just surrender.
Yes, yes.
And do what I say.
Yeah.
Then it is.
Yeah, but he is saying sarva dharman parityajya, yes. Not sarva karman parityajya.
Dharma and means karma. Dharma means activity. Just like a Brahman.
But activity is action.
No, no, just how you can understand a Brahman? Guna karma vibhava.
Yes, yes.
So this dharma, Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma,
yes.
They are divided according to karma. You cannot avoid this karma. Dharma means karma, activity. Brahmana, he is practicing samadhamma, tidikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma, sabhava. These are karma. Brahma karma, sabhava. Kshatriya karma, sabhava. So, dharma means, this is sadharma. Brahman is executing the karma of Brahman is dharma.
Yes, but then karmanyevadhikaraste.
So karmanya means that you are as you are.
No, karmanyevadhikaraste. Because activity.
Dharma means karma. Dharma means, that not means inactivity. Because it is said, that it is a brahma karma sabhana.
Yes, yes.
It is karma. So, brahmana's activity means brahmana.
Yes.
So that activity is karma.
Yes.
Jajan, jayan, patan, patan, dan, pratigya, these are brahmanas.
Yes.
And kshatriyas to become king, to fight for the protection of the citizen, to become charitable discourse, everything is described that. Yes. These are the kshatriyas karma. Mm. These are the brahmanas karma. Mm. These are the vaishyas karma. These are the sudras karma. So, sadharma means to execute the prescribed karma. That is sadharma. Dharma karma. Dharma means karma. But prescribed. You are brahmana, you have to act as a brahmana.
Yes.
You are kshatriya, you have to act as a kshatriya.
Yes.
So, acting means karma. How you can avoid karma? Bhakti,
yes,
is also karma.
Yes.
Bhakti is also karma.
Yes. Yes.
And bhakti, what is this bhakti? Just like we are engaged in devotional service. That service means karma. So they are also rising early in the morning at 4 o'clock, offering mangalarti and then reading books, then chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then taking their glass and taking prasada, then going to outside for performing sankirtan, for distributing books. Whole day 24 hours karma.
Yes.
So therefore outsiders, they cannot understand that they are also working like us. They are also selling books. They are going to the press. They are also eating. They are riding motor car. They are typing. What kind of bhakti it is? They cannot understand what is bhakti. They think bhakti means just close your eyes and make some murmuring sound. That is bhakti. Bhakti is not,
no,
like that.
Bhakti is the quality.
Yes, quality of karma. Just like Arjuna was fighting. So he was given the certificate. Bhaktosi. Bhaktosi. You are my devotee. So everything is karma, whatever you do. It is activity. But we have to see the quality of the activity. Mm. What is the quality of it?
Yeah, that is
active. Yes. How you can without being active? Mm. You are living being? That is not possible. Mm. Simply, we have to see the quality of activity. Mm. That makes one karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, bhakta yogi. Everywhere there is karma. Mm. Without karma, there is nothing.
Mm. Can I ask you another?
That it is called karma mishra bhakti.
Yes. Yes.
It is not unalloyed bhakti.
No.
Unalloyed bhakti, there is no karma.
There is no karma. Yes.
That is very high state.
Yes.
But how
is akarma.
It?
Akarma. There comes akarma.
Akarma.
Sannyasa.
No,
karma sannyasa.
More than akarma.
Sannyasa?
More than akarma. Sannyasa is akarma, yes. Sannyasa is also not akarma. Sannyasa means, that is also described in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Anasita karma phalam kajyam karma karuti. There is also karma. Mm. Kajyam karma karuti ja sa sannyasa. It is my duty. On this principle, when one works, he is sannyasa. He does not work for himself. He wants for Krishna. Mm. That is sannyasa. Anasita karma phalam. Because if you are doing something, there must be some result, but you do not take the result. Anasita karma phalam. Kajyam, it is my duty. Kajyam. Karma karma karati jam. There is karma. Sa sannyasi. How you can say in sannyasi there is no karma? Karma is always there. But you have to see for what form this karma is being done. End justifies the means. What is the end of this karma? So when the end is Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Bhakti Duttama.
Yeah. Then what is meaning of akarma?
Akarma means that does not produce another karma. Or sometimes akarma means laziness.
Not in the sense of Gita.
Karmanno vibhudhabbam. So akarma means that is bhakti also. Akarma means just like jagyati karma annatra karma bandhana. Anatra karma bandhana. When you become bound by the result, take action of the karma. That is karma. And when you act jagyathe for Vishnu, for Krishna, that is not karma, that is akarma, so you can say. It does not produce. Karmani nidhati kintucha bhakti bhaja. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, those who are engaged in devotion and service, they are not producing any more karma.
But then why there are three words? Karma, vikarma, akarma. There are three.
That is karma. Vikarma means, karma means you act according to the injunction of the shastra.
Yes.
That is karma.
Yes.
And vikarma means when you violate the injunction of the shastra.
Violate.
Yes.
You
should not do this.
Yes.
Just like in the shastra it is said that you should not in that end sinful activities.
That is vikarma.
That is vikarma. If you act sinfully against the injunction of the shastra, then it is sinful. That is vikarma. And akarma means which does not produce any other result. That is akarma. Karma, akarma, vikarma.
Yes.
So generally we act, we indulge in karma to get some result.
Yes.
That is karma. That is not vikarma. Vikarma, when you act against the principles of sinful activities, when you act as sinful activities, just like sriyasunapanadduta jatra pavaschadudvita. Four kinds of sinful activities are described in the shastras. Illicit sex life. You cannot indulge in sex life without marriage. That is illicit. That is sinful. So, killing animals unnecessarily. That is sinful. Then intoxication. That is sinful. And gambling. These are sinful activities. So, when you do not obey the orders of the Shastra and engage yourself in sinful activities, that is Bhikkhu. You are becoming bound up, being entangled. Therefore, bhakti is the safest platform because you do not produce any more karma. Whatever karma you have to act, it is finished in this life. Karmani nidhahati kintucha bhakti bhaja. Otherwise, beginning from end up to the Brahma, everyone is bound up by the reaction of karma.
We, pratyaya, is not like vishishtam jnanam vijnanam. Vishishtam karmam vikarmam. We is generally used as to a sort of pratyaya, to give the quality of the karma, quality of the action, like vijnanam, jnanam vijnanam, karmam vikarmam. So this is a little, what is this root of the language?
Jnanam means you must know things, theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. There is. Jnanam means theoretical knowledge. And vijnanam means practical knowledge. Jnanam, vijnanam. When your knowledge is applied practically in life, just like jagyarthe karmanmatra, lukvayam karma. This knowledge is theoretical, that one has to work only for jagya. Jagyat bhavati pajjanna pajjannayatanna sambhava. These things are there. So everyone should act for yoga, yogyasya. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, parnasamacharavata purushena parappaman. Vishnu aradhata. If you act according to parnasam, brahman, kshatri, vaishya, never mind, whatever you act, everything is meant for pleasing Supreme Lord Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate. Nanda tattu sukara. So, in order to satisfy him, there is no other way than to act according to the tenets of Varnasanga.
Yes.
This is the beginning of civilization.
Yes.
Without accepting this division of Varnas, there is animal society. Everything is chaos. So you are teaching this, Sarvadharmaan Purittaja Mahabhagam Sarana.
Yes.
Just to surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Then everything is all right.
Yes. Yes.
And that Krishna says, Ampa Sarvapati Bhamakrishna. He is taking charge.
Yes.
Then what is the anxiety?
Yes.
Just surrender.
Yes. Yes. But what happens that some people have a social dimension, social political dimension, and have no spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But then it seems to me, I'm just asking, that we, when we are emphasizing this Krishna consciousness, we are in danger of forgetting the social political dimension. So how to bring this totality?
You are thinking wrongly that we are not responsible. Why are you thinking like that? You are thinking wrongly. Krishna did not take in politics part. That's why you are thinking.
No, no, I'm not saying Krishna is not. I'm just saying that it seems, there is sometimes, it seems that people who emphasize the spiritual consciousness do not clarify enough. It is not clear enough. I mean, I'm not saying it is not there, but it's not clear enough, the social, political dimension, social action, political action, how we run our society in a sort of practical terms. So it is not clear.
No, it is clear. If you are actually surrendered, so, then too it will be clear. It is very clear. It's not this direction. That this is the business of the Brahman. This is the business of Kshatriya. So politics is the business of the Kshatriya. So you act according to Krishna's direction in politics. Then you are surrendered, sir. It is not that because we have got this mala and tilak, we are surrendered, sir. And a Kshatriya cannot be surrendered, sir. Or a Vaishya cannot be surrendered, sir. You have to act according to the direction. Krishna is giving direction. This is Brahmana's dharma. You do it. That means you are surrendered soul, at the same time you are acting as a Brahmana.
Yes.
But if you act whimsically, then where is your surrender? And where you become a Brahmana? Then it is chaos. That is the present position of the society. They are not surrendered to Krishna. They do not abide by the direction of Krishna. Still they have become leaders. That whole thing is chaos.
Chaos, yes. Now, we are, Anand and myself and Jun, we are publishing a magazine called Resurgence.
John Pepper was here a few days ago.
He is a very thoughtful man. I stopped it.
Yes. He was editor before. Now he has become a special advisor to President Kaunda in Africa. So we have taken it up to continue the magazine. Now I was talking, Mahadev was also in it, that how we can bring these total understanding together. So we, because when we talk to people outside, how to communicate this consciousness in simple language so that they are not in the first go, they are not
But we are present here.
But they understand the way of communication.
Yes. So we are asking all these students.
Yes.
When I came first in America in 1965, I simply asked them, they chant with me. Hare Krishna. They did it. And gradually everything has come. So why is it difficult?
Yes.
If they chant, then they will understand everything. Chaita-dharpana-marjana, misgiving within the heart. So if the chaita-dharpana-marjana, if the mirror of the heart is cleansed, when the mirror is cleansed, you can see your face correctly. Similarly, when all misgivings, all dirty things is cleared from the heart, you can see things as they are, correct.
And in order to clear your heart, you have to chant.
That is it.
Yes. Right.
What about meditation?
This is the best medicine, meditation.
It's better than the other kind.
When meditation, dhyana, it is very difficult nowadays. You chant to meditate, you think of your own business. That is another thing. So, this is forced meditation. Hare Krishna. Even if you do not want to hear, you will hear. When there is chanting and dancing, everyone who doesn't want it to hear, they also hear.
What about people who believe in Jesus and God? I mean, what about Christians? It might not have the same effect on them.
Well, Krishna is God. And Jesus is teaching exactly what Krishna taught. So there's no difference to a person who has a pure heart. If we chant, all of us who come in Krishna consciousness, we realize that Jesus Christ's teachings are fulfilled in Krishna consciousness.
Oh, I
see. Yes. Jesus said that He's Son of God. So, we say Krishna is God. So where is the conflict? God must have a son, or one or two, so He is one of the sons.
No conflict.
I'm not sure. I think people might think there was a conflict. I mean,
conflict is there when you disobey Christ. That's why Christ says, "Thou shalt not kill." All the Christians are simply killing. Where is a Christian? There is conflict. They will support this killing is this, this is that, this is that. They want to kill. That's all. There is conflict. If we actually follow tenets of Christianity, there is no conflict. But you do not follow, at the same time you say you are Christian. There is conflict. It is clearly stated, I have asked so many Christians, why you kill? Christ says, thou shalt not kill. They want to support their killing process in so many ways. They never agree that yes, Christ says not to kill, we should stop it. No. They want to support it by various interpretations. There is conflict. Clear word is there, thou shalt not kill. And why then maintaining so many slaughterhouses?
But it's the same with Arjuna, wasn't it?
That you are talking of Christianity, don't talk of Arjuna now. If you talk of Christianity, you don't take support from Arjuna. You talk of Christianity. It is clear statement, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? Thou shalt not covet. And illicit sex and illicit man and woman intermingling is going on. Who is stopping? Just see Arjuna, you are talking of Arjuna. Before fighting, before killing, so many things he be getting clarified. Katham sajanam antam ahave. Just see. Why shall I kill? So you have to understand why you should kill, why you should not kill.
यद्यप पश्यन्ति लोभो बहत चेतस कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पातकं कतं न ज्ञेयमस्माभि पापादस्मान्निवर्तितुं कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं प्रपश्यत् जनार्दन ओ जनार्दन although these men overtaken by greed see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends why should we with knowledge of the sin engage in these acts
it's thoroughly understanding Before killing. Not that abruptly we began to kill. No? So, we are rather unhappy that in London I have seen thousands of churches closed. Nobody is going there. We are not happy to see this is happening. But why people are abstaining from going to the church? Although there is Pope and so many priests and other things. Why?
It has become an institution.
It has been.
And there is no more religious
life.
Experience and yes. life.
There is no life. A simple thing that if you disobey the orders of Lord Christ, how you become a Christian? First of all, where is your Christianity? Simply by rubber stamping, I am Christian, you become a Christian without following the tenets.
Same as you were saying, Nehru was not a Brahmin only because he was called Brahmin. So.
Now why Nehru? Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Unless he follows the principles of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, how he becomes so? Therefore, we have concluded everyone is a Shudra. Follow Shudra Sangha. But there is no disappointment. Krishna says, Mangi Partha Bapasitya Jivishu Papujanaya Sriya Vishya Tatha Sudra. Same young Dipuram. So even one is Sudra, we can give him deliverance by this Krishna consciousness movement. That is our perfection. It doesn't matter, he has become a Shudra. But Krishna says, Mangi Partha Bapasritya. Jeevishu, even lower than the Shudra. Stivijanti Paramita. If he accepts Krishna, then he also attains the perfection. Goes back to home, back to God. So there is no cause of disappointment because everyone has become Shudra. There is remedy also.
Even the Shudras can.
Yeah, lower than Shudra.
Yes, lower
than Shudra. Why Shudra? Kirata Hunanda. Punindra Pukkasa Bhira Sambha Javanatha Sadaya Jinle Cha Papa Always Jinle Papa Siddhanti They become full power If they accept the real representative of Krishna Prabha Vishnu Veno Jadupasraya Asraya Everything is there in the Shastras
Yes.
If you take advantage of the benefit of the Shastras everything can be remodeled and everything can be good There is no cause of disappointment. But unfortunately, they will not agree. Jasastra vidhim sridhya bhartati kamakarata. No siddhim savahit. One who is acting whimsically without any reference of the authoritative shastra, he will never get success. No siddhim savahit. No sukham, neither happiness. And what to speak of going to the spiritual world? It is impossible. So we have to take the advantage of the instruction in the Shastra. Now Krishna is accepted the supreme authority by all the acharyas, the molder of destiny of India's culture, all the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Lord Chaitanya, Shankaracharya, they all accept Krishna, Krishnastu, Bhagavan. They accept all. So how you can defy all these acharyas and you become greater than them? That is nonsense.